pineapple on pizza is a crime. Is a crime to taste buds. It's a crime to Italians, to Italian Americans, to all of the people that have worked hard to make great pizza, that are standing next to a 500 to 800 degree oven daily, sweating, toiling for your benefit, for your taste buds. They're doing this for you. And you're going to tell them, hey,
go cut up a pineapple right now.
Go.
Yup.
Yeah, go put a pineapple on there.
Right now.
Experience Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Ancona, and here at the Monarch Experience Podcast, we are giving students the platform to be able to voice their opinions about what matters most to them. And today we're talking about the greatest food ever created, pizza.
Woo.
And we are not doing any introductions. You know where to find us. You know how to use the internet. No more introductions. I think this is going to be the year of no more introductions, which this sounds like an introduction on its own. So let's just do it. John, what's happening?
Pizza, pizza.
I had to. Caesars. I had to do it somewhere.
Yeah,
in this
Little Caesars. Dom.
Well.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Eh.
Eh.
Well, Sade again. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
Wonderful. Great. Nobody said hi. That's great.
Oh, hi.
No. Ew. Let's talk about pizza. I am so excited to do this. This is kind of similar to the All Things Ice Cream episode that we did years ago. And this episode's actually dedicated to a very special student that I have. His name is Aryan. Because Aryan has never eaten pizza before.
What?
Yeah.
How can you go in life?
Yeah, I'm starting that rumor.
And never.
Aryan has never eaten pizza before.
You gotta be kidding.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
That sounds so sad.
We're gonna start a collection for him.
That sounds so sad.
Yeah, so he can buy a pizza slice. Yeah, we're gonna start collecting.
From everywhere. He has to try every
single pizza.
Every single pizza at every single shop from every single state, because each state makes their pizza different.
I don't
really like the way some states like make their pizza, because like New York, Staten Island, they have the best Danino's out of the entire U.S.
We're going to talk about different places and different parts of the country. And
like their Danino's,
they
layer the cheese, the crust, it doesn't even matter. They make it like it's the holy
pizza.
Yeah.
Holy pizza.
Holy grail.
Well, this episode is dedicated for Aryan. I've started this rumor.
Poor boy.
Yeah, poor boy, right? He's never had pizza. He says he's had pizza, but he also said that I think Domino's is his favorite pizza ever.
Oh, yeah.
Which, in my eyes, he's basically never had pizza then, like, if Domino's is the only pizza that he's ever had.
Like, they make it just cardboard. It's just cardboard.
It's just cardboard with ketchup on it. Yeah. So, poor Aryan. We are all, if you send us
$0.05
a person, 5 cents from every listener, we will pool that money together and we will buy Aryan some really good, legitimate pizza.
And record it.
And we know, and we will watch him eat it. I mean, we will record him eat it, not just watch him eat
no,
it.
No, put him on a large stage.
I like
we
it.
All
we'll do a school
legs.
Assembly. We'll do a live video podcast.
After every bite?
And we'll just cheer for him. And we'll watch his facial expressions as he's like processing it. Tears will roll down his eyes. Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's do it. So let's start here. To me, this is like the most – growing up, it was always square or round. So let's start there. What's better, square or round, Sade?
Hands down, round, obviously.
Round?
Like, how are you going to eat square? That's weird. What is this?
No, the only
– Shape game? No.
Shape game.
the only bad thing about square is that when you try and cut the center –
The corners.
When you try and get the center, there's no crust.
Oh,
so
there's no handle.
It's too much.
Yeah,
hand.
But the only like really that's the really
like
only bad part about it.
Yeah, you gotta pinch it. Yeah,
yeah.
Or like
square
you have to hold the bottom. And like,
yeah, or you put it out and hold it like you're holding a tray.
That's so weird. Yeah. And then you have to like slide into your mouth.
That's true. Round.
Yeah, round.
John.
Personally, round's better.
Round's better.
I'm gonna say
round's better too.
Yeah, I'm gonna say round only because like when because of that one middle piece. the one middle piece.
I'm gonna talk to you about that one middle piece when we talk about our favorite pizza places. I am gonna have to go rogue.
Yeah, but
give a place that specializes in square. More on that later. All right, square around. All right, so let's talk about some weird pizza things. Sade asked a really odd question.
It's not odd.
It is odd because you said, should you dip your pizza in ranch? Not like, is it good? But you're like, should you?
Fine, you have to dip
your pizza. You have to dip it in ranch.
That's a statement, not a question.
That is the most repulsive thing.
Oh my God, everyone here is ignorant.
Yeah.
You've never dipped your pizza in ranch.
I've actually never done it, and I have no desire to. Because pizza is perfect, so there's no reason to mess with perfection. Is ranch better than...
Ranch? No. Hear me out.
All right, go ahead.
Ranch?
Ranch is good. Yeah.
Ranch is good.
Yeah.
You dip your fries in ranch?
No.
Oh, my God.
But it's so un-American.
You guys are so frustrating.
That's so un-American. No. John, you dip your fries in ranch?
Yes. I like it, but it just... There's something about dipping things in ranch that doesn't feel right.
I dip everything in ranch. No. My chips in ranch. My
corn
in ranch.
No, corn. No.
Corn.
Yes. Corn.
What?
I mean, corn. I understand chips, but corn.
And then chicken sandwiches.
Okay.
Chicken
sandwich in ranch is
beef.
Great.
Yeah.
Beef?
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets in ranch
chicken
is good.
Nuggets in ranch is so good.
Yeah.
Except
especially pizza in ranch.
Ew. Okay.
Okay.
It evens the playing field.
I don't like you anymore. Okay, so when you dip your pizza in ranch, do you just want to take it? Do you fold it by bite?
Yes,
you have to fold it.
And
you do it flat.
Oh my God!
No,
don't you just pour the ranch on top?
That's weird. You're weird.
Yeah,
that's weird.
No, some people have like the buffalo ranch pizzas. I don't condone that.
I agree. I don't like. Yeah, I don't. Well,
like you can't just drench things in ranch.
I'm a pizza purist. You called me frustrating. I like to think of myself as more of a purist, a traditionalist, and I don't like putting non-traditional toppings on pizza, like your buffalo chicken. If I want buffalo chicken, I'll get buffalo chicken.
Or like putting barbecue chicken.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like that either. If I'm going to have pizza, I want pizza. If I want barbecue chicken,
broccoli?
I'll get broccoli. Who is going?
That's Chicago pizza.
I don't condone it.
Who is saying, you know what would make this pizza better? Broccoli.
Nice old broccoli.
Only vegetarians. They would eat they would make it out of
cauliflower. The
cauliflower cheese.
Yeah, tastes good though.
Cauliflower pizza's not bad. It's a decent substitute.
I don't even like cauliflower.
But
you can't even tell. Ranch on pizza, the way you're describing it, why not just get bread and dip it in ranch with red pepper flakes?
That's nasty.
Why do you need the mozzarella and the tomato sauce? Like, why do you need all that?
Wait.
Because if you're just taking bread and dipping it in, there's no flavor to it.
I guess I'm thinking like
it's just going to be like plain bread.
Like a naan?
I understand what you mean by that.
Like I have those at home. I made them like into...
Or like a pita or even like a pita type of bread. Like that kind of bread, I feel like consistently is going to have the texture of like pizza-ish.
Let me explain why you need to.
Go ahead.
So... Obviously tomato sauce, because I don't do the Alfredo or anything like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Alfredo's actually
good. I do like white pizza.
We should talk about white pizza.
White pizza's actually not that bad.
We'll hold off on that.
So you have like the tomato sauce. It has a tad bit of spice, salty, sweet. You have your cheese, savory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously best topping, pineapple, but we'll get back
to
that.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
We'll get back to that later.
No, be free.
It's the best. We'll go to that later.
It's like the juicy flavor with the pizza. It's so good.
So when you dip it in the ranch, you know like the texture of ranch?
Yeah.
Perfect, like, Miss Pagliaro will be so density.
Density.
Oh my God. Ooh, really?
Shout out to Miss Pagliaro and all of your science stuff showing up in a pizza podcast.
Perfect density, like it's creamy and the taste and
it's
like
tangy.
It has a little tang,
a little bit of tang.
I have no say in this. I don't.
And
eat
then
ranch.
It's like savory together. It just tastes beautiful. Heaven in your mouth.
The way that you've described it does make me feel like
you should go home and buy pizza and dip it in ranch.
No.
I had that last.
Yeah,
night.
Someone
what?
Else.
Fine. Next time I have pizza, I'm gonna
dip it in ranch.
Yeah.
The
I'm
next
gonna
time
try
I have
that.
Pizza,
I'm gonna try that.
I'm gonna think of you. I'm gonna think of ranch,
and then
I'm gonna go.
No.
Now I'm good. I'm gonna go fine.
I'm gonna go have some.
But like,
have
you ever tried like the sausage and white combo? Like
sausage and white.
Combo? Oh, white what? Pizza? You mean?
Yeah, like
you're talking about white pizza. Yeah, like the
like
white
have you
pizza
ever...
is great because it's ricotta, and you don't have any sauce.
Yeah,
but that's like super
ricotta cheese.
It's like super cheese. Like ricotta. The cheese that you put next to
ricotta.
Macaroni.
I'm American.
Ricotta.
Ricotta. I'm American.
But like, yeah. Jesus, man. Personally, I think,
that's what the white pizza is.
Yeah,
I was, when I think of white pizza, I think of like you know when you put Alfredo.
Oh God! Oh, that, oh, I no. I think if you order a white pie or a white slice,
pie is like it has like about splashes of ricotta. Like,
yeah.
But I kind of have
ricotta.
A confession to make.
Ricotta.
Yeah.
So I basically, when you put the ricotta on it, and then like you like sprinkle. Not
ricotta,
like sprinkles.
So go eat lasagna.
No, but like, just put on like.
If I
like,
want ranch.
Put on
I'm
sausage.
Gonna go have like a fried chicken sandwich with ranch in it.
What's your favorite type of pizza?
All right, let's talk. Let's do it. Okay. Well, so I am a pizza purist, as I have said, and I am all about plain pizza.
Plain? Valid, yes.
Like I don't. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are toppings. That
I mean,
are
yeah, plain is
I'm,
good. But
I'm
like...
good with jalapenos. Love jalapenos
oh,
wait, on
pizza. Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't handle spicy things.
No.
Are we talking about like the type of pizza? Are we talking about the toppings
I guess,
on the pizza?
Don, you're asking me about toppings, right? So
no.
Let's
like what's your yeah.
Are you talking about like or so like margarita, so grandmother?
No,
is
would
that what
you, let's hold off on
would
that.
Would you put like mushrooms?
Okay,
like,
so,
no.
So let's do
no.
toppings.
Really,
so
really.
Let's do toppings, yay or nay. My favorite is gonna be plain slice. If I'm in the mood for pizza, I want plain. I could do pepperoni, I could do jalapeno if I'm in the mood. I could do mushrooms, but I'm not going out of my way to get mushrooms. But it's really like jalapeno or pepperoni or my toppings that I'll go with. I'm very basic. I like plain slices.
Yeah.
That's my style. Mushrooms, yay or nay, John?
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah?
It's just a scourge. Scourge of pizza.
Okay. Scourge of pizza?
Scourge.
Scourge.
Tastes like chicken marsala on like bread. It's like weird. Like you're weird.
What a description.
When I think of that, I think of chicken marsala.
Pepperoni?
Yeah, yay.
Pepperoni?
Like,
eh?
Kind of.
Not a meat fan on pizza?
I mean, no, I love sausage.
Okay. Sausage, you're going to say yes. But not pepperoni.
No.
They're all the same thing.
I'm too immature for this.
Stop laughing.
I'm way too immature.
Meatballs?
No.
Yeah. No.
What are meatballs
sausage.
Made out of?
No, I would eat sausage
meat?
And pepperoni. I would eat sausage and pepperoni, but only if, but like.
I don't like meatballs on pepper on pizza.
No, no way. It doesn't
people
make, it doesn't go together.
Pizza?
Yeah, well, you slice them thin.
Yeah, like you slice them like this.
I don't
the
like,
beef. Oh,
yeah, like
okay.
You'll make a meatball and then you'll just slice it
that,
really
no,
thin.
That's
I don't
weird.
Like all
but
that.
But what are meatballs
like,
made out of?
Meatballs are made
beef.
Of. Yeah.
You could do it. You could do it pork. You could do
beef, garlic.
Lamb, beef.
But I don't know how people
I've
eat,
I've
like,
heard of them do it with lamb.
Like I don't know how people eat, like, pork, beef, like,
no for me.
Actual other meats.
No, I don't like other meats on a pizza. Yeah.
But, like, how do vegetarians eat pizza?
They
like,
just eat pizza. It's,
they eat
yeah.
pizza.
It's
like,
vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
Like,
but, like, half the flavor is gone from
what?
It.
What?
Like, they don't eat any sausage.
Oh, yeah.
You put red pepper flakes
oh.
on your pizza,
John? Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Always, sometimes, or never?
Depending
that's
on the pizza.
Okay.
Because, okay, if I'm in the mood to eat, like, more Italian pizza, which is, like, not that much. But, like, I won't have red pepper flakes. But when
okay.
I'm having, like, plain pepperoni, like,
you put
those...
red pepper flakes on with pepperoni?
Oh, yeah.
How much spice do you want?
You think pepperoni is spicy?
Oh, I guess there's sweet pepperoni. It's not
pepperoni
really
is not
yeah.
spicy.
No, it's not. You're
it's
right.
not spicy.
I
like when
red
I'm
pepper flakes. Yeah, you're nay.
I can't.
Sometimes
eat,
always,
I can't
oh,
eat a
taco. Spice.
I can't
so
eat
no.
a taki. What makes
I
you think I?
I was eating takis earlier. During
okay.
Gym. Really?
Sade, yeah. red pepper flakes. Sometimes, always, never.
Always, without
always.
A doubt. Always.
I'll do sometimes.
I drown my pizza. Like drown it.
Really?
Drown it.
There's a prevailing thought amongst grandfathers. And grandmothers and yeah, grandmothers and grandfathers all across the world that believe that the crust is the best part.
Oh, I don't really like the crust because some places they
grandparents
just
said this to you?
No.
My
no?
No. My grandparents don't like the crust.
My
oh man, my grandfather would be like, the crust is the best part. Yeah, grandpa.
I don't
no,
care what
not.
Anyone else
my
says.
My grandparents
no,
rip it off.
If you burn the crust, you just ruin the entire pizza.
No,
oh.
I agree. You
yeah.
can't burn the crust.
Because
the
then
crust
it,
makes
because then every
nasty.
Time you bite into
the,
like the
blackness,
end of it,
like
yeah.
flakes.
Yeah. Because then you have to like pop all the like crust bubbles.
Oh, the
because
bubbles.
Then it's
so hot that there's just air and it's soft, all flaky and crusty.
But soft bubbles are okay. It's yeah. the soft hard bubbles are ones okay.
Yeah, like the ones that if you touch it'll like
they have to like they splinter almost. Yeah. Those are not okay.
I feel
the
like ones, no one likes hard crust.
No,
hard crust. I kind of like it.
Well, no, if it's not
crunchy,
burnt.
You're talking like a breadstick. I would. Like I mean, firmness?
Firmness.
I like firm.
Or burntness.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, no. Like, sometimes when it's burnt, it's kind of good.
I mean. When it's like kind of crunchy and like you, yeah. Like, when you like when you take a bite of the pizza and the crust at the same time and it's like crunchy, that ooh. Like is a good combo.
I don't like the crunch. I don't want to bite into the crust and have it feel like I just took a bite out of a breadstick, mm-hmm. where it basically if I bite it, I can make a mess and get crumbs on the floor. I like firmness to the crust, but I definitely do not want like soggy crust that you can true. Easily bend.
I don't like that
because you need a little bit of texture on the crust. But yeah. It's not the best part. We're all in agreement on this.
It's the best yeah. part.
It is the best part?
No.
Yeah. What?
How is it not?
Well, no, because I only think some types of crust make it the best.
It accents yeah. the pizza.
Because, I mean, like, no. That's what, like, yes, the base of the pizza, but all the other flavors, the cheese, the sauce. I'm not yapping.
Like, Sade is here to fight. Wait. How, all right, so my perspective, the crust cannot be the best part because you're getting pizza because you want cheese, oregano, garlic, mozzarella, tomato, like sauce. You want basil. You want those things. And the crust doesn't have those things.
No, so when I go to eat
if you
pizza,
like the crust that much, just get bread.
No, it's different.
Just get a breadstick.
What do you mean? It's different.
When I go to eat pizza... The part I'm looking forward to the most.
So you can dip it in the ranch.
Yes.
That's it, isn't it?
No, but.
You're like, let me get through all this cheese and flavor. Let me get through all this so I can get to the crust.
But the best part is like finishing the pizza and having your crust and like two bites before.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Where there's a little bit of sauce.
A little bit of cheese. Yeah. That's like the highlight of my day.
The highlight of
my
day.
Yes.
So you're telling me every time you eat the school pizza, you.
That's not pizza. Don't
that's
even.
That's not pizza.
That doesn't count as pizza. Yeah.
Only time
I can pick it up
I
and
really
rip off the cheese.
The school
it's not
pizza.
Pizza.
Is if yeah. if like
Aryan's like, wait, so school pizza? I should get school pizza?
No,
like, no, Aryan, don't do it. No. Put
go to
put
slice.
The school pizza down.
Like, I usually just get like the cheeseburgers.
School pizza. Ew. For real though, it sucks.
It's a monstrosity. All right, let's keep going.
The only reason people say it's bad is because they don't have real taste in food.
Mm. Yeah, but these are the same people that are like, Pizza Hut's really good.
Ew.
Like, listen,
buddy.
You're going to badmouth school pizza, but you're about to go eat Pizza Hut. You know what Pizza Hut is invented for? People that are not living. I'm just ended there. Because they have no taste buds, obviously. All those chains are great if you live outside of the Northeast.
Mm, true, true.
Like, if you're living in Sheboygan, or if you're that's like the go-to.
No,
that's my go-to.
We live in a tri-state where pizza is such a big part of our lifestyle.
Yeah, like New York, Pennsylvania, Jersey.
But
where pizza is top-notch,
but if you leave
the best.
If you leave, I have an accent now. If you live in Cleveland, probably Pizza Hut and Domino's are going to be the most consistent pizza places that you can go to.
Because
go to
like
pizza everything
Hut if push comes to shove.
I would rather get pushed and shoved than eat Pizza Hut. I'd rather get pushed, shoved, punched, kicked, and then I'd rather eat ranch.
I have
pizza.
To put a thing out there. And like if you when like I go to on vacation and I go to Jamaica, no option but
you're
Pizza
telling
Hut
me every
or Little Caesars.
Like when you go to Jamaica, Little like do you Caesar. Go during the summer where it's like
I go anytime. I'm going on Wednesday.
That's awesome. Wait. If you're going to Jamaica, why are you getting pizza?
Yeah,
because I get tired of Jamaican food. Okay. I have it when I'm here. I have it when I'm there.
Fold or non-fold? This was a really hot topic that I had done with three former amazing students, Marina, Angelina, and Chloe, and we had quite a heated debate about this. Fold or don't fold your pizza? Shade?
Don't fold.
Don't fold.
Only fold if like the cheese is like dripping, or like if it's too hot.
I can't remember if I fold, but I know I was adamantly against it.
You didn't write it.
I think I fold.
You fold? Then eat a taco.
I think I folded.
Yeah. I don't, like, the only reason I would fold
Wait, you don't
it
fold
is
it?
If I'm, like, trying to, like, hold the cheese because I don't want it to slide off.
Yeah, if you, like, really want to get the cheese when it's hot, you definitely
No, I fold all the time.
You do fold all the time.
I fold all the time because when I don't fold, it's I don't like having to take giant. I have to go like this.
I can't. Yeah.
What do you do again? What do you do again?
Because you have to once you get the skinny.
Could you make
part,
that noise?
No. Once you get the skinny part off, then you have to take more bites.
That's true. Because
you have to go horizontally and progressively get bigger. Vertically.
I like an introduction. Look at that, Shade. I will consciously try not to fold. Because if I fold, for that reason, Dom, I will eat like...
cheese will get on the other side and one side won't have anything. Ooh. That's happened before.
Yeah. The reason I will try not to fold is because I'll eat like five slices without even realizing it.
So if
I'm folding it, I'm taking less bites.
So you want to
appreciate it? I want to savor it.
You want to savor the flavor.
Yeah.
I don't fold unless it's like really hot and like Sade said, like the cheese is dripping.
Okay.
Because I don't want my cheese.
Your cheese drips? You have like liquid cheese?
Like
something?
Really hot cheese.
When you first get it and the cheese is like
right out of the oven.
All melted.
Very melted.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But like, you have to like when you eat it.
Yeah. You got 5 minutes. Like in 5 minutes, the cheese is going to harden a little bit when you can eat it.
I try to finish it real quick.
But I like to eat it where it's going to burn my mouth. I like to dance with danger like that.
Oh, yeah. I can't eat coffee.
It's good.
It's good.
Sometimes usually it bites back.
When you go to a
it does bite back. I've gone to the dentist before, and they're like, holy cow, dude, your whole roof of your mouth is burnt. Did you just eat pizza yesterday? I was like, I did. They're like, why didn't you wait for it to cool down? I'm like, because I was hungry.
I had to get a dental cleaning. Like, I have a bunch of like taste buds on my tongue that are burnt.
Yeah.
From
pizza.
Like it's just a bunch of like little black speckles.
They look and it looks crazy. It just like turns gray and
yes.
Yeah. Okay, so no fold unless it's super hot. Fold or no fold?
Fold.
Dom's gonna fold. Shade's gonna fold. No fold. Okay, I will not fold.
All right.
We talked about pizza toppings, but I think we should talk about one. Actually, since we're talking about folding and construction of pizza, thin or thick crust?
Thick.
Why don't you like thin crust?
It's just. The thinness, like, okay, I get why you would like it for, like, more of, like, the sauce and, like, cheese taste.
It's lighter.
But, like the whole bread part just feels like it's taken out of, like, the whole pizza. Like,
yeah.
Just feels like you're eating sauce and cheese.
Well, because it's like, what's something that defines good pizza from not good pizza? Or decent pizza to great pizza? I think it's the same thing that separates good sandwiches from great sandwiches, and I think it's the bread.
Yeah.
Like, I think that is the, to me, what separates good from great. There's a pizza place, Federici's?
Huh?
Frankie Feds or Federici's in Freehold, and they have great pizza, but they specialize in, like, super, super thin
Frankie
crust. I think it's... Frankie Feds, yeah. They used to have a killer bolognese. I think it's Frankie Feds. Maybe it's Federici's. I'm not sure. The one that's not on Main Street in Freehold. Who cares? One of the two of them. They make super, 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 super thin pizza, and it's literally like eating sauce and cheese off the pizza box.
I don't like that.
Like,
oh,
that's
really?
That's how thin it is, where you actually hear it snap when you're biting it. It's like eating
it
off
be
of
like
a cracker.
That
sound like it's good because it's really thin, but it's like not pizza. It feels gimmicky. I don't like it. I'm glad we're all on the same page. Thick crust. All right, now that we're all kumbaya-ing and loving each other,
can I say something?
Go
ahead. Like if you're eating thin pizza, like just eat a pizza flavored Pringle. Because the crust
that's
is
how
thin so
the crust
thin.
Is.
The bottom is thin.
Like just
it
take
snaps,
a like just like
as
take a
bend it.
Just eat a Pringle.
Just eat a Pringle.
Yeah.
Like take a mini can. Like take half of it. Like stack it together and then just eat it.
Yeah.
But like
now that we're all John, go ahead.
That also goes in with like if you want it like more flaky or like doughy.
Doughy.
Yeah. I think doughy.
Yeah, everyone I feel like that most people like doughy.
Great.
Yeah. But now that we all are on the same page and we're loving each other, let's turn on each other again. I've said this multiple times on this podcast. Somehow it's gotten brought up. And I'm going to say it again. Pineapple on pizza is a crime.
Haters.
Is a crime to taste buds. It's a crime to Italians, to Italian Americans, to all of the people that have worked hard to make great pizza, that are standing next to a 500 to 800 degree oven daily, sweating, toiling for your taste buds. They're doing this for you. And you're just, and you're going to tell them, yes. Hey.
Go cut up a pineapple right now.
Go.
Yup.
Yeah, go put a pineapple on there.
Right now.
I would throw the pineapple at you. No. Cut it up yourself.
Pineapple on pizza is amazing.
This is such like, no, I don't, I've never heard anybody say, I mean, I could live with it. I could live without it.
I have it all the time. If I have a choice to get pizza, I'm always putting pineapple on it. I get like, so it's, mad it's, when it's, a place...
Shade, you don't like pizza.
Some Italian places don't have pineapple. It's heartbreaking.
Because they're Italian.
It's heartbreaking.
Because they're Italian. That's why.
True pizza. Yeah.
John, do you approve of this
travesty
against Italian Americans?
Okay. Yeah. It's really good, and I love it, but I feel like it just doesn't go well with certain pizzas.
Goes well.
Like, all
any pizzas. Time of the day. Well, okay. Any time of the day, any...
But
any
I feel like year, more, it's month, mostly with more week. Like Italian pizzas that they
what
aren't
What other
good
pizzas
with.
Are you guys eating that need to be specified as Italian pizza?
Margarita.
That's I hate Italian. Margarita pizza.
That's Italian.
Yeah. And it's grandmother good, or like
it's
Sicilian.
Good, it's good when you're
you
in the mood
like
for it.
You don't like grandmother?
No.
Wow. So you don't like pizza and you hate grandmothers.
Isn't grandmother like wow. square?
Your grandmother's a square. My grandmother was a really cool woman. All right, let's keep going. Weirdest way you've seen someone eat pizza? Because I've seen some people eat pizza really strange ways, and I always just thought you just did it one way. Like, you just grabbed it by the crust, and you put it into your face.
I've seen real funny things.
I've seen some weird things.
Who's up first?
John, you want to start us off?
Okay.
Because Dom is looking really horrified right now.
I think he just read what I...
Yeah,
but,
yeah, I did too.
So, it's like a whole story. I've seen multiple people do this, though.
Okay.
But, like, the most recent one...
John, does this mean that you're about to tell us the way that you eat pizza?
No.
Okay.
So, my friends and I were eating pizza on Halloween after we went, like, trick-or-treating.
I like he's going to take us on a story.
So, we were eating. We were
what was the temperature?
Oh, my God. I don't know. What was the weather?
Make me feel like I'm there. Yeah. Drop me in.
It was, like, a nice, windy day.
Ooh, a nice, windy day.
We were just, like, sitting down.
That's great, because the pineapple could blow off the pizza. Sorry,
and
John.
So, we were just, like, sitting down, eating pizza. And, you know, I'm eating normally. And I look to my friend next to me. If they're listening to this, they're going to know who they are. And they're ripping off the cheese.
Oh,
and taking a fork this. And they eat the cheese. Oh, and then they take a fork and knife
do that,
and eat and like cut it up into squares and eat just the sauce and bread.
Oh god.
Yeah,
and
I've seen
it's
do
just
this.
So weird seeing
yeah,
it.
I have seen people pull off all of the cheese and then throw it out and just eat
throw it
bread.
Out.
I've seen someone pull off the cheese, throw out the bread and just eat.
Oh.
Oh my god.
They put it on their face and pretend like
wait,
yeah,
what?
They full on threw away the bread and the sauce and just ate the cheese just like that.
John, this monster that you were referring to, did this person eat the cheese after?
They ate it as soon as they ripped it off.
Are they okay?
Oh, and I forgot to say, they what? Ripped off the crust and threw it out.
So
are
this
they
person
okay?
just mutilated the pizza.
Yeah.
Genuinely, are they a sane person?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, yeah. There's what's the weirdest way you've seen people eat pizza, Dom?
When I was in like second grade, no, because
story time.
I like how everyone's like telling a story here.
Yeah, because second grade, like there's this whole table of kids who they ate pizza so weird, and all they would do, they would take the pizza off of their they would no not the
the cheese.
Yeah, they would take the cheese. They would take a fork because they had our cheese that we had at our school was like really really. Like slippery, like it would just slide off anytime you hold it like this. Like,
it's like it's a weapon that you could use in Mario Kart.
Yeah,
instead like of a banana peel. Yeah,
and then they would because since they were so tired of it just falling off, they said, "All right, you know what? I'm gonna take a fork and I'm gonna peel off the cheese." Like they would get a fork under the cheese and then manage to peel all the cheese off, like everything.
What'd they do with the cheese?
They ate it.
Just like that?
Just like that. Just ate.
Do they roll into a ball?
Nope. Just. Oh.
Jade, weirdest way you've seen someone eat pizza?
This is. I was at a birthday party in.
These are like can you all like true confession horror stories. So I was 10 years old.
And the fact that I was at a birthday party in like sixth grade, pizza place, whatever. She made me like take out a slice for. She made me grab her plate, use a fork and a knife, and cut it in cubes for her. I had to do it for her.
That's like I've seen kids have to eat like little.
That's babies. Just not a real friend.
No. And then she made me do that because the reason she didn't
she
want
made,
it.
She made she me made, do it.
She made me do it. She made me cut up the she, no, she was begging me.
Wow. Why could she Why? Cut it up?
She couldn't do it herself?
The reason she wanted to eat it, like, she didn't want to pick it up. She wanted to eat it, like, dainty.
Yeah.
She went to, like, because her boyfriend was watching. Her boyfriend was at the party, and she was like. Wow. Like, she was over here, like, hyperventilating.
Plot twist. He saw the way that she ate pizza like a freak and broke up with her anyway.
She was like.
Okay, so the weirdest way that I've seen pizza. Someone eat pizza.
All right, before.
Should I set the stage and tell a story?
Set the stage.
Wait, yeah.
She's a wonderful person.
Wait, before.
I saw this person. They didn't do any of these things.
Who's this person?
They didn't cut up the slice.
Oh, God. I already
rip,
feel it.
They
oh,
didn't
no.
rip off the cheese.
I figured no.
They didn't do any kind of weird backwards eating it. But the strangest way I've ever seen someone eat pizza. No, worse than sideways.
Oh.
They put pineapple on it and then bit into the pizza. It was just traumatizing.
I need to bring like a whole box of pineapple.
No, why would you hurt me like this? Favorite pizza restaurants. And I think this is like a really important part for Aryan. Who this episode is,
where he needs
is
to
dedicated
go.
To. So he knows where to go. I've got a list of some of my personal favorites that are kind of in the area. What are your favorites?
All right. So personal message to Aryan. Next time you go to Staten Island, ask your parents or whoever's driving you there, can we go to Danino's?
Okay.
Just
Danino's is a chain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it like
yeah.
a
franchise? Yeah, but it's the best in Staten Island. Yeah. They make it the best in Staten Island.
I don't think you could go wrong with pizza franchise. In Staten Island, Brooklyn, like New York.
Like New York pizza is the best.
Franchise always tastes best for like the original place.
Mm.
Like
yeah.
the one where like the actual yeah. owner
like there's
works.
Like a whole bunch of Danino's like everywhere in Staten Island.
Yeah.
So just next the closest one you see, go to it. They just ask for like a sausage or whatever type of
pizza you were gonna
pizza
say.
You like.
Ask for Tony. He'll make it extra good for you. Tell him Dom sent you. Danino's. Shade, go ahead.
For like real Italian, probably Amano's in Mattawan. They have like a franchise that they're opening.
Okay.
Somewhat family friends. Oh, that pizza is so good.
Nice.
And then Slice. Like that's it's like a franchise,
yeah.
but it's really good.
Yeah,
next
Slice
to the
is good.
Costco.
Yeah.
They're good.
Costco pizza. Ooh.
Ew.
Ooh. For a dollar.
For a dollar, we will give you cardboard, like, grated cheese, and ketchup.
If have you seen the machine ever gets so? Too bad, then, like, if it's to the point where, like, I have no other
this
option.
Is, you've hit rock bottom?
Yeah, I've hit, like, bottom of the barrel. I'm scraping it, looking for every last piece, then
it's
I'll
now,
get
it's Costco stuff. Pizza. So I've got a few. Attilio's Pizza in Freehold. Really, really good. That's kind of our go-to. My son is obsessed with it. My son is 6, and he is like a pizza foodie where he can tell, like, this is not good pizza. I don't like this.
Oh, he can be like those food bloggers nowadays.
He could be a food blogger. He loves Attilio's, and he could tell the difference between like Attilio's and like other pizza
the
places.
Oh, actually, that's a good good Italian kid.
Yeah, Attilio's is really good. He is a good Italian kid. So then some other ones that I have like a personal connection to. L&B Pizza in Brooklyn is, we talked about squares not being good, but they specialize. You don't go to L&B and get round pies.
No.
You get their square because their square is, the cheese is first and then it's a heavy, thick, like sweet red sauce on top. And it's a saucy slice.
That's so messy.
And it's square. And it's super messy. But it is
my
favorite pizza. It is unbelievable. Like anyone who goes to Brooklyn in like the Bensonhurst area needs to try L&B Pizza, Spumoni Gardens, and get a square slice. But it's so different because it's the cheese first, then the sauce, and it's a saucy square.
So
it's incredible. There's Parmesan cheese sprinkled on top. How do you eat it?
Like, do you cut yours into, like, small squares, or do you cut it in, like, half?
Like you can cut it into smaller squares, like but just I just grab it and just put it in my face. Okay. It's a little messy sometimes, but the middle slice, where there is no handle, that's the kind of danger that I look for in life, because it is the sauciest. I'm more of a sauce than a cheese person with pizza,
sure.
And it is the sauciest. That's different. It is the sauciest type of middle slice for a square. Margherita pizza, I do love like your brick oven places like Porta and Asbury. I love their pizza. I think they make great like brick oven pizza and it's delicious. But I totally agree with you. If you like stuff divided evenly, you're not going to get that with like Margherita pizza. Because it's like just that. It's just the piece of mozzarella. They drop it on there. It's not shredded where you're sprinkling it evenly. So you're not getting an even distribution.
Like they just like my are kids you having a shortage or something? Like they're just dropping. Like they just pick up a piece of cheese, drop it, and throw it in the oven. Like
and it's kind of like wherever it lands. My kids don't like that because you're not getting even distribution with the bites. You'll get a couple bites that are only sauce, and then you'll get like a bite that's just like all cheese.
Just a bunch of cheese.
Yeah. As far as like your classic slice, Smiley's in Brooklyn, that's one of my favorites. It's just like your classic old school like New York pizza place with the booths that are like the hard booths. It looks dirty as can be. They yell at you when you're in there. Like, as soon as you're in there, they're like yelling at you. You're like, what do you want? You're like, ah, I'll take two slices around. Like, all right, get out of here. You're like, give me the pizza.
It stresses you out so much.
It's a stressful experience, but it's home. And then some place that I found actually in the area that replicates L&B pizza, I thought pretty solid, was Brooklyn Square in Englishtown. And if you're going to go Brooklyn Square in Englishtown, you've got to get their square. Like you have to, because their square is like L&B, where it's saucy. It's got like the Parmesan cheese on top and it's excellent. But you got to order it and know that you're going to wait 45 minutes to an hour for them to deliver it. It takes a while. But try Brooklyn Square. All right, final question, and this is a really heated debate. I think this is going to get some people really upset. Pizza bagels. Do we all agree that they're delicious?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 100% really? Delicious.
Because you can't put ranch on them?
You can put ranch on everything.
There's no room for the pineapple?
Ranch on everything.
Pizza bagels. Are they pizza or are they a bagel? John?
Okay. I feel like I understand why you could classify them as like both. But they're more of a bagel than a pizza.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
They're not pizza.
It's
a bowl.
So. Yeah, I said that it's a bread bowl. Mm. Like, not like a real bread bowl, but like one of those.
Dom's like, it's neither.
It's neither. That's what I wrote. It's neither. It's a bowl of deliciousness and filled with cheese and sauce.
Can something be cheese and sauce and not be pizza?
It's a bagel.
It's not obviously. A bagel. You would say it's a bagel, but have you even eaten it normally? Or have you eaten it with like hot red pepper and jalapenos?
No, but
she said crushed red pepper. Get it right.
It's even worse.
When you go to like those like your regular New Jersey bagel shops, they have everything you can put on there. Nutella cream cheese. Jalapeno.
Nutella cream cheese?
Really that's actual thing.
Oh, I've never tried it. I've only tried like normal Nutella.
They have jalapeno and cheese, like all these things, and it would still be a bagel.
No matter what you do, as long as it's a bagel you can dress it up and it's a
anything
bagel.
You want. You can give it cheese, you can give it a dress. Give it a crop top. You never know. Like anything.
What?
I heard you say jeans, and I was like, nah, she didn't say jeans. She said cheese. And then you're like, crop top or dress. I'm like, she definitely said jeans.
Yeah.
I think it's a bagel because pizza is the descriptor. It's a pizza. It's what kind of bagel? It's a pizza bagel. What kind of bagel? It's an everything bagel, a chocolate chip bagel, raisin bagel.
Egg bagel.
Your base,
and then you just keep adding.
Right. What's the base?
The base is the bagel.
It's bread. The bagel.
And then you can just add whatever. You can have a macaroni and cheese bagel.
Ugh.
That sounds disgusting. Yeah. But like, you know like how you have like macaroni pie? And like it's crust, like you put in the oven?
Oh, sure, like a baked ziti.
So you could easily do that to a bagel.
Yeah.
So
I think we're all in agreement. I think they're bagels, right?
Well,
except for Dom.
A bread bowl.
A bread bowl? That's not even an option.
No. Like, not like a bread bowl where, like an actual bread bowl, but like a bowl made out of
bread.
A bowl.
Wow.
A bowl made out of bread.
Whoa. And that's so different from a bread bowl, right?
Yeah, very. Literally. Because a bread bowl could... I don't even know what a bread bowl is, but like...
You ever go to Panera?
No. Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
You're not really missing out.
I like Panera Bread. No, only the mac and cheese.
The bread rolls are good.
I live like 2 minutes away from the school.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Oh. So like, but anyway. But really, I think it's just, in my opinion, you have to like.
Dom doing voices before anything he says has been like the joy from today.
But basically,
how do you eat the corn or pizza? Corn? How do you do it again?
I fold it.
is that how you get your point?
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's how you get
that's
his
what happens
across.
When you don't. That's yeah. what happens when you don't fold it.
Yeah.
But then, like, so they stop talking. Listen to him.
Yeah, he jolts you into paying attention because he's just gonna like, make
you're
a
like,
voice.
What? So then you start listening. Like, what? Is,
yeah.
Like, what even called for that? Continue.
Dom's like, I have something to say. Okay, now I'll talk normally.
But basically, like. When you're eating a pizza bagel, what do you think of? More do you think more of pizza or more of a bagel?
I mean, I just eat it. I'm not really thinking about it. Bagel.
Like you think more of a bagel than you do pizza?
Yeah, it's a bagel. It's a bagel with pizza like dressing.
Characteristics,
yes. Yeah. It's a bagel dressing up as pizza. Pretty much. It's wearing a crop top.
What so you're
and
telling
some
me
sauce.
You're telling me when you say pizza bagel,
yeah.
The pizza is the adjective.
Yeah.
The bagel is a noun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you're just describing a bagel.
I feel like Dom is gearing up to like cross-examine me where he's like, and you were where on the night of the 21st? Can you confirm your whereabouts? And you're saying that you ate the pizza bagel.
Yeah, like he's like I'm trying to run you into a trap or something.
I feel like he's like trying to back me in a corner. I'm waiting for the follow-up. And Dom's just like, I'm just curious.
But basically, pizza bagels are neither. It's a bagel.
How can it be neither? Oh God, it has like, both words
like those
in it.
Type of people where like they're like choose this or that, and they choose or.
Yeah,
that's very much what you're doing.
Well,
guys,
it's basically
this was a ton of fun. I think we've all learned that Sade should never be allowed to eat pizza in public ever again.
Yeah, no.
I'm giving you a pineapple pizza. Yeah. I'm giving you a little container of ranch. Yeah.
No
teacher appreciation. I appreciate
throwing
you.
A ranch
thank you.
At so, your locker, and I'm no throwing dumping a ranch in your backpack, and I'm. Putting the pineapple.
Sounds like harassment. Sounds like why are you saying this
and
recorded?
And just shoving the pineapple, shredding it into pieces through the
locker.
I'm being
very much intimidated.
Yeah.
And this seems like harassment.
This definitely seems very malicious.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here before
Dom assaults
somebody
with
that's
what happens when
Dom
you don't take care of pizza. That's what happens when you don't take care of pizza properly.
I'm about to go eat pineapple pizza right now.
Oh, man.
Don't ruin pizza like that.
Don't ruin it. All right. This is a ton of fun. John, Dom, Sade, thank you so much for doing this. This is awesome. Stay safe. Stay hungry. Stop eating pineapple and pizza. Until next time. See ya.